Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, Taoiseach Simon Harris joins me now from our Rock the Studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
You've said that you expect to speak with the new British Prime Minister-elect Keir Starmer. When do you hope that that will happen?
I expect that will happen later today. Our teams have been in touch in relation to that. And can I just begin this morning by formally, on behalf of the Government of Ireland and the people of Ireland, congratulating Keir Starmer on his election as British Prime Minister. He's led his party to an extraordinarily comprehensive victory, and I want to congratulate him, his family and all the candidates. And I very much now look forward to working closely with him. And as I've said this morning, I think the relationship between an Irish Taoiseach and a British Prime Minister is really quite essential and vital for people right across these islands. We've so much to work on together, and I certainly intend to deploy significant energy and time into achieving a good interpersonal relationship.
And you've said already this morning that this is an opportunity for a reset of Irish-British relations. Where does that need to begin? What area, in your view, needs most immediate attention?
Well, obviously, I want to talk directly to the incoming Prime Minister, but let me say this. I think the first thing that needs to happen to herald that reset is we have to look at the structures in place for regular engagement. And what I mean by that is, if you were to talk to one of my predecessors, like Enda Kenny, when the UK was in the European Union, you know, the Irish Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister would have met several times a year by virtue of being at European meetings and other international fora. It can't be a novelty that the Irish Taoiseach and the British Prime Minister meet. We need to make sure that we use the structures that are in place through the Good Friday Agreement to have real and meaningful engagement, because that's how you work through issues with your neighbours. That's how you make sure you seize opportunities. What we don't need is any sort of standoff in the relationship. What instead we need is a major reset. That Anglo-Irish relationship is so consequential to people, to our economy, to peace right across these islands, and I'm determined that we get it right. And I think now in Keir Starmer we'll have a very willing partner, and I'm really looking forward to kicking off that relationship hopefully as soon as today.
He's already committed, hasn't he, to dropping the legacy bill that stops prosecutions for Troubles era crimes in Northern Ireland. Will you be seeking confirmation of that move when you speak to him today?
Well, look, I'm not obviously going to have my initial conversation with them. I'm not going to have a list of demands. But I mean, the Irish position on legacy is extraordinarily clear. We had to take an interstate case, such was our level of concern. And I do note the comments in his manifesto are very strong in relation to this. And I very much welcome that. But I don't think the man has quite yet become British Prime Minister. So I know there'll be a lot in his in-tray. I have a lot of issues that I want to engage with him on. I know he does with me as well. Mm-hmm. But I think the most important thing here is that both the Irish government and the new British government now signal this as a moment of reset. And like I say, I'm very confident that will be the case.
Now, he has said that he doesn't see the Brexit question being put again to the people in his lifetime, although there are some who speculate that that might change if he gets a second term. He is expected, though, isn't he, to push for realignment with the 27 EU member states. What options do you think are open to him and to Britain there?
So, yeah, look, I very much respect, even if I disagree with the decision the British people made in relation to Brexit. And what we need to move on from now is the kind of political dramatics around Brexit and back to a mature, functioning relationship between friends and neighbours, both on these two islands and across the EU. There's absolutely many issues that could be considered in terms of a closer relationship. I'll just give you one example. There could, for example, be a veterinary agreement that would make it much easier for flows between these islands, both north and south and east and west. There could be conversations in relation to student mobility and Erasmus. The relationship between the UK and the EU is absolutely crucial. And we've seen that very recently in the security context in relation to Ukraine, where I have to acknowledge Britain has played a major, major role. So I've no doubt, and I've discussed this already with the President of the European Commission, that Europe needs to be generous in its engagement as well. If a British government comes forward and wishes to have a closer relationship, it's really important that Europe responds in a generous way too. And certainly as the Irish member of the European Council, I'll certainly be advocating that.
OK, well, let's just look at what's happened in Northern Ireland now, because for the first time in its history, we have a nationalist party at the largest at all three levels of government in the north. Are you concerned at what the implications of that shift of the power balance might mean? We know how long it took to get Stormont back up and running. I'm sure you would hope that there are no wobbles from the unionist parties, who are probably feeling very bruised this morning.
No, look, I want to really commend all leaders in Northern Ireland for the maturity that they have shown in recent months. They've been challenging months for a number of variety of reasons that your listeners will be aware of, including one before the courts. And yet we have seen an incredible maturity from the political leaders across the political spectrum. I'm very confident in my engagement with both the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, with people like Naomi Long, Colm Eastwood and others, that we have people in leadership positions in the North now that are absolutely committed to making the institutions work for the people of Northern Ireland. We know how difficult and challenging a time it was for people in the North when there was that vacuum. And I actually believe even beyond the North, I think we now have people in leadership positions in Northern Ireland, in Ireland and in the UK who will want to harness the full potential of the Good Friday Agreement. And I've no doubt, regardless of political differences people may have on different issues, that that is the overriding objective of people right now.
But unionism is sending a very fractured group back to Westminster. They have 8 unionists from 4 different groups. I mean, it could prove to be very volatile, couldn't it?
Well, look, and again, I don't want to overly comment for any other political party or perspective, but, you know, Northern Ireland and indeed politics in general often has to confront challenge. I think the scale of challenges and the type of challenges we confront now are very different to the challenges that generations of leaders before us had to confront. We have seen peace on the island. We live on an island now with one of the longest and most enduring peace processes. Being truthful, though, what we haven't yet seen is the full potential of that agreement being harnessed for the prosperity of people on both of these islands. And that's the agenda we need to take forward. And when I look through Keir Starmer's manifesto, when I look through the actions we're taking in the government I lead around Shared Island, there's a real willingness, I know, from both the Irish government and the new British government to support the Northern Ireland executive, to help it invest in its economy, attract people to invest into Northern Ireland as well. We've a lot of work to do, but you know what we finally have, Claire? We have people willing to do the work, to put their shoulder to the wheel and to show leadership. And I'm very conscious of the responsibility I have as Taoiseach now to show that leadership and to deploy real energy to this task.
The Taoiseach to Micheál Martin gave a really interesting answer earlier this morning. He was on Morning Ireland speaking to Mary Wilson about the election here, and he was asked whether the election would be next year. Now, he consistently said the government would run its full term, but he didn't say anything about next year. So if you have the budget and if that all goes through and all the rest of it, is that a full term in your mind once the budget is done?
I would have been disappointed, Claire, if you didn't ask me the question, because I only get asked it about a dozen times a day. And look, the answer is always the same, which is the beauty of when you're telling the truth. The reality is this government will run its full term, and the full term means that the government will run into 2025. The government's term ends, I think, on the 22nd of March of next year. It's my intention, I know it's the intention of the leader, Fianna Fáil, the intention of the Green Party, to see this work through. We have a lot of work to do, and indeed even the topic we're talking about today is something we need to deploy energy with. So outside of the bubble that you and I both work and live in from occasion, I don't think people are nearly as interested in the date of the election.
I think there's quite a few people who are interested beyond you and me and when the next election here will be. It's a
I think
very
what
important
they're more
moment.
Interested. I think what they're more interested in, and I mean this seriously, I think what they're more interested in is what we're going to do. You know, I've been Taoiseach for 12 weeks. We have a stacked in tray. We have a lot of work to do. And certainly today, I think we see a real opportunity now that I intend to seize with both hands and every ounce of energy I can find to reset Anglo-Irish relations.
All right, Taoiseach, thank you for joining us on the programme. That's Taoiseach Simon Harris, back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.